Hello again. As we look to this is Tuesday. I'm just going to read a little bit here from Philippians 4, verses 5 to 13. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. There is no greater witness than our consistency acted out in everyday lives and the demeanor that we communicate in word and deed. Verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your heart's request be known to God. And my comment on that is the real test of our faith is first our desire to connect with God through prayer, and second, our thankfulness. And we're anxious when our faith is weak and we are not able to surrender or give up our needs or situations to God, and thankless when we have lost our connection with God. But then verse 7 goes on to say, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And here I like to think of my relationship with God as a house. I left Jesus in my house when I was saved. I took him into my living room, the room that everyone else sees too, and I can be tempted to humanize my relationship and not take him into every room thinking surely he does not need to be invited into that room. And another check is to ask ourselves if we could take Jesus into every room of our house. So we need to consciously invite Jesus into our house and to take him on a tour of things where things will begin to collect and build up that we will become numb to. So until we can do this, peace will just evade us and the contentment will haunt us. It goes on to say in verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, and whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and good report, if there is any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, dwell on these things. What we think about and focus on is so important. And negative self-talk and is such a destructive habit. We should not be, we can all get trapped in this in different ways. You know, another thing to call it is stinking thinking, but we need a checkup from our neck up. Ask others what they hear you say, and it can surprise you sometimes what you actually are verbalizing. Verse 9 goes on to say, the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So there's another test. Can you solicit others to model their lives after you? The story was told of a man that had a bad heart. He went to the doctor who told him bad news, and the man decided to get a second opinion. And the second doctor said, the bad news is that you do have a bad heart, and the good news is I'll replace it for mine. That is what Jesus offers to do for each of us. But we can't believe it. We resist it until we claim Christ's gift, a new heart. We will not be fit to invite others to model after us. But this must be our goal. And in verse 11, it says, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. Wow, have you learned to pull this off? I like reality checks in my life, and they help me gauge my progress spiritually. And I see them as sliding scales. And one example of that is my love for the most undesirable person in my life, because the Bible says that that is your indication of your love for God. So contentment is another sliding scale that indicator of my peace with who we are and where God wants me to be. I believe there's only two reasons why we are where we are in life. And one is because of our choices, and it is where God wants me to be, and then all other reasons are excuses. And verse 12, I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret of being filled and being hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. So what is our identity? If our identity is found in Christ, the state we are, it cannot unsettle us. Verse 13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Finally, my ability to see anything good that comes from my life is Christ flowing through me and not me, and my indication of my true humility is my, it's my indication of my true humility. So in Christ, we have access to power this world has no equal to. The question for us all is, are we claiming that power and allowing it to flow through us? You know, the our goal is to be a conduit for Christ to flow through us. So that needs to be our focus, is how can we be a conduit for Christ? You know, in an estimated, every soul you impact has the potential to impact 250 others in your lifetime. Just think of how you could figure what that would impact, how much that would impact the world. So God bless you and your willingness to allow Jesus to flow through you this week. And because it's our only hope of having a truly successful ministry on earth and to earn reward that is out of this world.